Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
How's it going?
Hey! Remember him?
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chicago, the tour.
Yes.
Is,
yeah. He's in the audience.
He is come my
I was
show.
Drunk.
Yeah, you are always drunk. Thank you so much. Thank you coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. Please introduce yourself.
So my name's Shaib. I'm from Chicago, born and raised. Mm-hmm. My mother's from Korea. My father's from Morocco.
Oh.
First generation. They met in Chicago in ESL school.
Oh,
and then after dating, they had me. So I was born in Chicago on the north side.
Yes.
Lived my whole life here. And yeah, I've been to Korea. I have a Japanese wife.
Mm-hmm.
I met her at a bar.
そうなんだ. And yeah, he is before this year, before I go to Chicago, the play show,
mm-hmm.
and he is coming and so many drinks and talk to me, but its experience is so great. Yeah.
Ippai Saiko.
Thank you so much. How was my show in Chicago?
It was really good.
Really?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Because before that, mm-hmm. I want to say it was like 2 weeks before,
mm-hmm.
my wife, she's been in America for 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend, she has a lot of Japanese friends.
Yes.
They were just like, oh, Naomi's coming. I was like, who's Naomi?
Yeah.
I never heard of you. But
yeah.
After I looked it up, I saw like some of your parodies.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, she's pretty funny. Excited to go.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you so much.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I got there, you interact with your audience really well.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that aspect of it. So it was a really good show, really entertaining.
Oh, yatta! Thank you so much. Yeah, but Chicago is the number one, a lot of happening.
There's a
show.
Lot going on.
Yeah, because my first time, the improv.
Oh, that was your first time?
Yeah, first time.
Oh, you did a good job.
Yes, and the Chicago people is so, so kind and so sweet and so exciting. I thought the Chicago people loves comedy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They do.
You felt that?
Yes, yeah. I felt that.
Good. I'm happy Chicago made you feel welcome.
Yeah, Chicago. I thought, I moved to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
That come much. On.
Yes. Maybe I should everyday show and I more learn my English and the comedy, U.S. comedy.
Yeah.
And
it's a good place to learn Chicago English.
Yes. And show after,
mm-hmm.
we go to the hot dog store. Restaurant.
Oh, you went to the Wiener Circle?
Yes, Wiener Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chicago, the audience, everybody say Wiener Circle, but I don't know Wiener Circle. Yeah, but we are, let's go Wiener Circle. Yes.
And did you like it?
Yes, I love it. And we ordered milkshake.
Yes,
we ordered
a vanilla. Well, we got a chocolate shake. Didn't
yeah,
we?
chocolate milkshake.
That we don't know, and which him. Everybody don't know. Oh, milkshake, and the worker is okay.
So we were told to order the milkshake.
Chocolate milkshake.
So we didn't know what to expect, and then
okay,
when we got there, we were told we would be getting the milkshake later. And then while we were eating, everybody kept bringing us food, they ordered extra fries and extra hot dog or something. So our table was just covered with food. And we were like, oh, this is like the joke. Like, we order a milkshake random people just start bringing us a whole ton of food. So this is the milkshake.
Yes, but the walker girl is, hey, you guys come in. Oh, okay. Oh, what's happened? And the restaurant is, the lights went off and dream start. We are so exciting.
Right? So exciting.
You got to see a lot?
Yes.
It was a vanilla milkshake that day.
Yeah, vanilla milkshake
that day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Chicago,
you guys,
right?
Everything?
Yes.
Everything.
You got to see some pie?
Yes, pie. Yeah, that's my number one experience this year.
That was amazing. That really was.
So I went to Japan last year, December.
Oh, nice.
I was there for a month. Mm-hmm. This was the first time I experienced this, but you know, like girls' bars and hostess bars?
Yes.
So I have friends that work for big companies in Japan. They have high positions.
Yeah.
I've known them for a while. When I went there, they're like, oh, I'm going to pick you up. Uh-huh. We went to Shibuya or Shinjuku. He was like, I'm going to take, my wife was with me. Mm-hmm. So we were together.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to take you to Japanese style bar.
Yeah.
So we went to a few at first. They were dressed in like cosplay, anime outfits.
Yes.
And then I think it was the third or fourth one. We went to that one. It was in an elevator. Mm-hmm. We went upstairs.
Yep.
There's a big Japanese bouncer at the top. I was just like, okay. Uh-huh. And he gives us little shot glass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, is this alcohol? And then my friend's like, just put it in your mouth. It was mouthwash.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay. Uh-huh. So I took the mouthwash. I spit it out. We walk inside. Uh-huh. We get seated. And my wife is next to me. My friend's at the end. Uh-huh. So it's three of us. Three girls come out, sit next to us.
Okay.
And then while they're sitting there, you want something to drink? We get our drinks. We're talking. I can't speak Japanese, so I can't communicate. I look over at my friend, and he's just grabbing her chest. Mm-hmm. And then there's a girl sitting next to me. She starts grabbing mine. She's like, oh, your pipi big. I was like, okay. And then my wife looks at me. She's like, you need to grab at least one time, too. I was like, no.
I love your wife.
No. And she was like, no, you have to. You know how expensive this is? I was like, I don't care how expensive this is. I'm not going to grab a random girl's tit. She was like, just grab it once. So I was just like, okay.
Wow.
I was like, this is a trap. My wife is going to kill me. I'm not doing it.
Japanese version of Wiener Circle.
Yes. Yeah.
But probably more expensive. But
yes.
A lot, yeah. We were there for an hour, and I think it was around $1,500,
$2,000.
Oh, wow.
And what? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so expensive.
Yeah.
Really expensive.
Yeah, Wiener Cycle, maybe $20.
Yeah,
$20. Yeah, very cheap.
Really cheap.
Wow, yeah, I love Chicago. Chicago people, the energy.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Next time you come, I can give you a VIP tour.
Oh, yes, please.
Whenever I have visitors from Japan or Korea, they say, oh, let's go downtown, the Bean. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Portillo's. I was like, that's not Chicago. Because I grew up in Chicago my whole life. I know everywhere, South Side, West Side. So I drive, I take them to like dangerous neighborhoods. And then when we go to the West Side, South Side.
It's different.
Yeah, it's really different. Really different.
How dangerous?
So if you go to those areas and you walk around on the street, and they can sense that you feel out of place, they might take something from you. They might say, give me your phone, this, that. A lot of shootings happen in those areas. So whenever I have like friends from Japan, I take them there, but I have friends that live there in the South Side, West Side.
Uh-huh.
So I'm familiar.
Yeah.
But at the end of the trip, when I asked them, oh, what did you enjoy the most? Downtown, West Side? They're like, South Side, West Side. Because it's really different.
It's the real Chicago.
Real Chicago. Yeah. The Wiener cycle, the coming people, some people, is very using drug.
That's right? Possible.
Definitely a lot of people looking. Yeah.
Out of it, right?
Yeah, out of it.
Last time we go to the Wiener cycle, if I next time go to Chicago, what's your recommendation? Restaurant?
So to get a good Chicago experience, I'd say you have to go to the West Side.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, it's called, in Chicago we have downtown, Michigan Avenue.
Mm.
There's a downtown West Side.
Mm.
It's on the corner of Madison and Pulaski. But if you drive down Madison,
yeah,
you're going to see a lot of people on the side of the street,
mm-hmm,
selling Taima.
Taima?
Yeah.
Weed?
They sell it on the streets.
Wow.
They're driving, they're like, open your window. I got some. Take it, take it.
What?
$20.
Wow. Chicago is illegal? Legal?
It's illegal to sell on the street. Mm-hmm. But it's legal if you buy it from a dispensary.
Oh, I see.
So they have stores that sell it.
Wow.
But West Side is really interesting.
I love different state culture, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Before I thought that Chicago is maybe big building like
skyscrapers.
Yes, uh-huh, yes. But we go, oh my God. My image is changed.
Oh, it changed a lot.
Yeah, changed a lot. Yes. I want to go.
So West Side, definitely got to check it out next time.
Yes.
Because when you go to the West Side too, there's, mm-hmm, restaurants that I recommend. There's one, it's called Whale's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a whale in the ocean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's called Whale's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You spend like $7.
Mm-hmm.
Three people can eat. They give you a lot of fried fish, fried chicken.
What?
But when you go inside, mm-hmm, there's bulletproof glass because it's a dangerous neighborhood. So you have to be careful. But the food is really good.
Food is good, but food dangerous. Is
really dangerous.
Yeah. I want to go. Yeah, what? Because.
Next time.
Yeah.
They always have the best foods.
Yes, yes, yes.
Places like
they
that.
Do.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Best food is always in the hood.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You gotta go to the hood.
Yes. Let's go.
Next time.
Yeah. And maybe I move to maybe 1 month. 1 month living in Chicago.
I have an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
Roommate.
We can house you.
I learned anything. Let's go West Side.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I try the stand-up comedy next year.
I think you'll do good.
And there's a lot of like stand-up comedy clubs that she'd be able
exactly,
to take part
yeah. in. Chicago. There's a boatload of them.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, I want to try.
Comedy boot camp. Go to Chicago for 1 month.
Yes, yes, Chicago's a comedy camp.
Yeah, training camp.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. And every day go to the Wiener cycle.
Wiener circle.
I ordered.
No.
Milkshake.
I was going to say go to the comedy club every day. And she said go to the Wiener circle every day.
Well, I love Chicago.
I know. I really enjoyed it too. It's
yes.
It's kind of like a chill New York for me.
Yes, yes.
Exactly, yeah.
The winter is very too much snowing, right?
It gets really cold.
The chair is the car, the snow.
Exactly, yeah,
right?
I do that too.
Yes.
I did that a lot. I could show you real quick.
Yes, please.
It drove me nuts because some street parking,
mm-hmm,
the snow trucks, they push all the snow to the side.
Yes.
So sometimes it's like 4 feet, not 4 feet, like 3 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So no cars can park there.
Yes.
But it's really hard to find street parking.
Mm-hmm.
So if I come home after work and there's nowhere to park,
yeah.
I spend 1 hour shoveling my spot.
Oh my God, so
if I spend
hard.
1 hour, it's my spot. So I put a chair there.
Yeah.
One time a lady, I came home, she was throwing my chair out.
What?
I was really mad. So I went into my house.
Yeah.
I boiled water.
Mm-hmm.
It was negative 30 degrees outside.
Uh-huh.
I took the water out.
Uh-huh.
I splashed it on her car.
Uh-huh.
When you throw water, boiling yeah. water at that temperature,
mm-hmm.
it freezes. It turns to ice. So the next morning, she had to pick at her car because it was covered in ice.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Too hard.
Why? Yeah, why yeah. is it? Why is it a chair though? Like, why wouldn't you just sleep?
Chairs are like if you have a lawn chair,
oh,
people
got
sit
it,
on
got it,
lawns.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow, it's Chicago culture.
Yeah.
So interesting.
3 feet snow. Yeah, too much.
Yeah, it snows a lot. Lately, not too much. I think global warming is really doing something, but...
Wow.
It gets really cold.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago wind is really...
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody face mask?
Yeah, mask.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
Crazy. Japan, every time I went, it was December.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm crazy because I walk in shorts and a t-shirt.
What? Oh, Japan is not cold. Not cold.
Nighttime is cold. Nighttime, but daytime not cold. I can walk shorts.
Really? But Japanese yeah. people is down jacket the cold, right?
Yeah. Because every time I go, my father-in-law has a unagi restaurant in Nerima.
Uh-huh.
It's called Unagi Matsumura.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I go stay at his house.
Wow.
And it's like 2 minute walking distance from Nerima Takonatai Station.
Yeah.
So it's really convenient.
Uh-huh.
I like to like explore. So
wow.
Morning time, short sleeve t-shirt. They're like, are you crazy? I'm like, it's not cold.
Man, Chicago is very cold, right? Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So Chicago, what is negative 45 degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius? Oh, so... Chicago goes down to minus 42 C.
Oh my God, really?
It gets cold like that sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, Japan is
T-shirts,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
So in Chicago, God. If it gets to temperatures like that,
mm-hmm.
and you park on the street,
mm-hmm.
before it gets that low of a temperature, you have to take your battery cables off.
Eh.
Because if you don't take it off, your car is not going to start the next day.
Wow. Maybe I think move to Chicago is sorry. I think
yeah, you're gonna think maybe
only summer.
Yeah,
one month in summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Arigato. If I next time have a show, you come.
Of course, I'm coming.
Yeah.
But if I come, you have to come to my restaurant. Okay?
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
So we just got Michelin star 2 days ago.
Eh?
What?
Congratulations.
Wow.
What
restaurant is it? What kind of restaurant is it?
So I manage 4 restaurants in total.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Omakase Yume. We got Michelin star this year with that one. It's only 6 seats.
Eh, only
so
6
seats? It's really intimate. Yeah, 6 seats, 12 courses.
Yeah.
Do you know Suzuki? He plays for the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Seiya.
He dined with us. So a lot of like celebrities come to dine with us.
Wow.
The wait time is 2 months to get a reservation.
2 months? Wow. Let's go.
We also have a sister restaurant next door. Walk-ins are accepted there. It's called Tengoku Aburiya.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're opening up another one end of this month. It's a new concept in America.
Mm.
This one has 12 seats, 2 seating times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beef omakase.
Beef
so
omakase.
It's called Puri. Yeah. So
wow.
We're
going to
be getting
so
Wagyu from like Miyazaki, Hokkaido Wagyu. We're going to be grilling. It's going to be real interesting.
Oh my God. In Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go.
Sounds amazing.
Hey, yeah.
Next time.
Please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys.
Good
night. Speak soon. Bye.
See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Have a good night.
We'll be right back. Come join Nam Takes America as a guest. Tell me something about America I should know, or just something fun about your life. More info on NamTakesAmerica.com.
He's always sweet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, even when he was in the audience, you can tell that he had a good energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's always teach me the Chicago.
All the different Chicago cultures. Like,
yeah, Chicago cultures.
Even with like 20 drinks.
Yes. And yeah, he is now is very naturally, but the show before, very drunk.
Yeah, he was like, hey!
Yes! Yeah. But the so funny drunk.
Yeah, funny drunk, never rude.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Wow!
Great to
I'm
see him
so
again.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, to see him again, right?
Yes! The boys, I remember.
Yeah. Very unique.
Yes. Maybe I should 1 month live in Chicago.
That would be really fun, I think, and a great experience.
Yes. Go to the comedy house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do you think?
I think that would be a great experience.
Yes.
Just go maybe in nice weather.
Yes.
Early summer or something.
Yes.
And then make sure we tell him a couple months in advance so we could go to his restaurant.
Yes.
At least 2 months in advance.
Yes. And Wagyu in Chicago.
In Chicago.
I love it.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.